Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到我们的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
Spencer, 你来中国多久啦？
我本人的故事蛮复杂的，我是从什么大概六年以前飞来飞去的。
So on and off for about six years.
Yeah, but I came back almost 2 years ago.
好 ,so before we get into your personal story, 我们今天要说说的就是外国人老外爱来中国爱住在中国的几大原因啊。So top reasons foreigners came to China and love living in China.
Okay, let's talk about it.
对，这个其实也是我觉得你如果有外国的朋友呀同事啊，这肯定是你们会聊的一个话题。第一，你怎么会到中国来的？第二，你习不习惯？你喜不喜欢？对吗？那在我们今天升级版的课程里呢，就有一个特别真实的一个对话，就是怎么来问外国人这些问题啊。
I've had a few taxi drivers, they're like, oh, 你是哪里人？ I'm saying, oh, you know, 我是美国的。They say, oh, 美国好棒，对吧？你为什么来中国呢？ It's like, why would you want to live here? Like,
中国很好啊，今天我们的节目就会 tell you why 外国人喜欢在中国。好的，那今天我们所有精彩的图文信息呢，大家到我们开言英语的公众号就可以了，看今天相关的推送。首先啊 ，I think the one of the top reason foreigners love living in China 就是他不无聊，他很有。
Yeah, exactly. I'm like never bored. It's true. I'm never bored. I mean, I've never 我从来没住过什么中国农村。可能如果我住在农村的话，我觉得太无聊了，对吧？但是住在上海，it's like, you know, 多精彩的。Really, I'm not bored. I've never been bored here.
So, top...
I'll tell you, I used to live in Tianjin. Oh my god, super boring. Couldn't stand it.
我们有很多天津的听众 so
Sorry guys.
Sorry guys, 这是 Spencer 说的，我没有去过天津，所以我没有发言权。
Yeah, you haven't even been there. Why is it so boring?
没有没有，我们先来说一下很就是说的很有意思，每天都有很多不同的事情发生。就是 China is such a dynamic place.
对 ，it's true. I mean, it's true. And there's so much going on. It's huge. There's people everywhere. I mean, sometimes it's a bit intense. You need to take a
you need to
back.
Chill.
Yeah, you need
bit,
to relax、
right?
a little. But yeah, no, I've 特别刺激的。
So dynamic.
Yeah.
So dynamic 就是很有活力的，然后就像你刚刚说 ，there's a lot going on.
Yeah,、
right?
yeah, there's a ton going on.
Yeah, 所以很多外国人就会说 ，Yeah, it's just so much going on. So many changes happening so fast.、这么快的速度，有那么多的改变，然后很多人就会说 ，You know, I go back home. It's the same since I, you know, I grew up. 就我还小朋友的时候就是这样，三十年没有改变。
Yeah, 差不多。I mean, it's like, oh, great, they got a new TGI Fridays. All right, next. It's pretty boring. Like,
it's very dynamic. It's a very happening place.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
那 happening 呢 ？Something is happening， 就是一件事情在发生。但这个词你也可以 kind of use it as an adjective。
Yeah.
把它当形容词用，就说哦，哎 ，China is a very happening place.
Yeah.
就很多事情都在 happen， 都在发生，
yeah.
很有意思的，对吧
？Yeah.
And the pace of life， 我觉得特别对年轻人来说，这种节奏啊 ，the pace.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we're talking about mainly is 一线城市 you know,
first tier cities.
Yeah, big cities. I mean, the pace of life, you know, it's pretty fast. I'll still say Shanghai's not as fast as New York, in certain ways. But overall, I mean, yeah, there's always a lot going on. You know, yes, it's happening. I mean, there's tons of places to go, people to meet, food to eat. You know, I mean, there's just no shortage of
new experiences.
Pretty much, yeah.
对，很多新的经历和体会啊，
对，
那我们一个一个来说，我觉得还有很多外国人他喜欢中国，就是他觉得就因为很 dynamic、because there are so many changes happening so fast, so it gives them a lot of opportunity.
Right.
So access to opportunities, and there's a sense of optimism that your life, your work, your personal life will be better next year than the previous year.
Yeah, I can vouch for that, actually. Yeah.
对吧？特别是美国，就是after the 08 financial crisis, 美国08年次贷危机以后，就是现在慢慢好一点了，但是前几年美国它整个的 the general mood
还不是那么精气，我觉得。
对 ，has been so just so dark, right? So bleak.
Yeah.
像那里的人感觉没什么希望，但在中国，我前面说 sense of optimism 就是有这种向上乐观的一种感觉，大家都觉得生活会越来越好，然后有很多的机会。
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in China it depends on where you're planning on investing your time and energy. You know, there's certain industries I would stay away from personally, but overall, China has, I think China's been very good to me.
China has been very good to you.
Well, I think it's because I've been good to China, too. I mean,
there's, 对，是的, you know, goes both ways,
yeah,
right?
I think it's worked well for me so far.
而且我觉得很多外国人，特别年轻的外国人啊，他在中国，就是在大城市，他会说 I never would have thought I would be doing this work, this job.
Yeah.
Like, if I stayed in the States, I'll probably go work for some company, 一个什么样的工作。
Yeah.
但他在中国有很多各种各样有意思的机会。
Yeah.
是吧？就像你现在 you're hosting our lessons, 人做一个主持人，一个主播。
Yeah.
然后就是好像这种机会在美国可能就
因为是
a little bit less
因为是发展中国家 it's like, you know, the Wild West, 你知道吧？
你说像以前美国西部那个时代就是开垦开创就有好多新的可能性。
Yeah, you know, we like to use the term the Wild West to describe, because like when people were expanding out to California, it was like it was a new frontier, you know.
新疆。
对
对对，新疆，新疆域是吧？
对对对。So it's like a new frontier, and it just means that, like, you know, almost anything could happen because it hasn't reached that level of development yet. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of new things and opportunities that you can get involved in.
对，而且我觉得我在上海碰到了很多外国人，就是他最后做的事情，甚至到后面很成功了，就跟他以前大学学的这个 major, 本科的东西，或者他以前就算在美国工作一两年，完全不一样。我一个很好的朋友，他在上海，他开了几家那个很成功的啤酒酒吧
，
they import like microbrewery beers. 然后呢，他自己又有一个很成功的设计公司 design firm. 然后他说，我以前在美国，我学的就是什么学历史的，我完全没有想到我在中国什么做酒吧会很成功，然后什么做设计会很成功。他说这些机会都是中国现在的发展给我的，所以他也是 like you said, he always says, yeah, it's been great.China has been great to me.
But, yeah, either way, I mean, you know, I think a lot of foreigners have been able to come here and, yeah, just kind of do things that they never thought that they would have done.
很多 surprising opportunities, right?
Yeah,
意想不到的。好，那再看看啊，外国人喜欢中国的哪一点？
Well, one thing is, I mean, living, especially once again, living in a big city, I mean, it's really convenient.
方便，是吧？
Yeah, 特别方便。
对，很多美国人他会说 Wow, everything is within walking distance. Everything is so walkable.
Yeah, we're in the States. Unless you're in like New York, I mean, you have to like drive to go everywhere practically. And it's just so inconvenient. I was talking about this yesterday, actually. So like my bike, I tend to like, it tends to get messed up every now and then. But I like biking everywhere. But
你是骑自行车 bike.
对对对。But you know, because there's so many people here who ride bikes, you always have these small little...小怎么说反弹声音对吧？
什么？
那个 small stands。
哦，就是
修车的
那个人。修车的 repairman。
对 ，yeah， but like， so if my bike messes up， say， okay， there's a guy on this corner。Oh， well， if I don't go that one， there's one in the next corner。But if I'm in America and my bike messes up， I gotta like find a bike store somewhere。I probably gotta get in the car， go to the bike store， and then it's just like totally inconvenient。Like it's just like it's just annoying。Like，
对，而且很多。外国人到中国他就说 Wow, all the stores stay open till so late. 因为在美国像我以前住在澳洲也是嘛，就是商店下午 五六点就关门了。
是吗？
你下班他也下班了、嗯、然后我以前在澳洲的时候那种百货店 department store 只有一天是他们叫 shopping day， 它是开到晚上八点，它平时都是六点就关门了。
哇、wow, that's early。
对对对，所以就是真的感觉在外国就是 oh the pace is so slow and it's like you said it's just so inconvenient、
yeah.
if you don't have a car、mm-hmm. or you know simply because shops restaurants they close pretty early
yeah
嗯，诶，那还有一点那个吃 food 我觉得也是好多、mm-hmm.外国人喜欢中国的。What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I mean, there's just foods everywhere. I will say, I mean, one thing is I'm pretty big on like health and working out. So sometimes Chinese food for me is a little too greasy or whatever. But either way, I mean, there's just so many different restaurants you can go to. And in my opinion, you know, for me anyway, they're quite affordable. Like、I eat out in China probably way more than I did back at home.
所以你觉得在中国一个吃的选择很多 It's a、
yeah.
massive range of choices, right?、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chinese food, 就中国不同地方的菜、mm-hmm. 然后还有世界各地的、mm-hmm. 然后你说也比较 affordable、mm-hmm. 就是和美国比可能便宜一点
Yeah, depending on what you're eating
对对当然是看你吃什么、mm-hmm. 我也觉得在美国就是你吃一个最简单的东西、mm-hmm. 你加了税啊或者你要 as long asIt's a sit-down restaurant、mm-hmm. at all the tips.、
Mm-hmm.
You're paying like $20
yeah,
minimal,
yeah,
对不对？
Oh,
最少要$20
，yeah,
就一个人吃一顿。
Yeah,
对。
Yeah.
但在中国，你到一些小饭店，或者就是还挺有规模的饭店，大家几个人吃一顿饭，
嗯，
平均下来每个人就可能人均在$100人民币，
mm-hmm.
或者不过百也能吃得不错了。
Yeah, yeah, exactly.、Yeah, no, it's true.
So food, convenience, sense of opportunity 都是你爱中国很多老外爱中国的理由啊、
mm-hmm.
最后问一下 What about the dating scene?
I knew you were going to say that I was waiting for that I was waiting for that
谈恋爱机会会不会比较多
选择也很多
So you think so?
I guess soI mean, the population is huge, Jenny, so there's a lot of women. There's no denying that, Jenny. There's a lot of women. So, yeah.
而且我也听过很多外国人说在上海、北京，他们真的是就不光是男女朋友啦 in terms of friends,、
嗯、
朋友 they're able to meet people from...All over China, from all over the world.、
Mm-hmm.
就可能他在他美国那个家乡他都很难遇到的、
mm-hmm.
然后就觉得这个 也特别有意思。
One thing I like about Shanghai, actually, I think the community is really tight.
Community? 你说这些外国人的圈子吗？
不就是外国人，就是 you know, like, just...like people who are kind of like in the scene of things. Like, I mean, if they like to...If you like to go out to performances or bars or like, there's a lot of happening spots. So like you'll go out and a lot of times you'll see people you know and people you know other people.
这个圈子是吧大家
I feel like everyone knows each other in a way. I mean,、mm. don't get me wrong, the city's huge and there's tons of people that you don't know. But like from my experiences, it's really pretty close-knit, you know, people are really friendly here.
对对对
and they're happy to become friends and
help each other.
Yeah,
support
yeah.
each other, yeah. right?
You know, I mean, living in New York, this doesn't mean that people weren't as friendly, but I felt like it just wasn't as close-knit.
对。像比如我们所在的这个 startup community, 创业圈 I definitely speak to that. 我觉得不管是就是我们中国的还是在上海一些外国人创业的对大家的这个圈子就像你说的蛮 close-knit 蛮紧密的
yeah,
然后很愿意互相 share、
yeah.
对吧分享然后 help each other out、
yeah.
帮助然后还有一个我觉得外国人他喜欢中国的一个原因就是说那个人与人之间、I don't know I think it's weird 因为有的时候你觉得、在上海北京这样的大城市大家很忙很冷漠、
mm-hmm.
但有很多外国人他说他会碰到 just random Chinese people 他的邻居或者什么 very very warm and hospitable 很 welcoming、
yeah.
来帮他们说你一个人到中国不容易然后就挺关心他们的、
mm-hmm.
然后还有一些外国人他说他也很喜欢 中国人家庭的那种观念 family relationship、family value、比如我的老公他是加拿大人，然后他就是到中国，当然特别跟我结婚以后就说、哦，就整个中国的家庭家族的就大家很紧密的 close knit、然后这种家的感觉特别浓，然后他就说 这个是他从小到大都没有体会过的，因为他们可能从小就是很 independent、然后他到了中国以后有一个 Chinese family 说、everyone is so close together、help each other out、you know, close relationship
Yeah, no, I can totally agree with that.
好，那今天我们分享了一些外国人喜爱中国的理由啊。那在我们今天升级版的课程里面呢，我们就听到两个人的对话，就问你怎么会到中国来？你喜不喜欢中国？你有没有想要回国？也是一个我觉得跟老外常常会聊到的话题啊。希望这节课你们会喜欢。那最后想问一下 Spencer。如果有个外国朋友，你想问他，咦，你怎么会到中国来？Can you say why are you in China?
What are you doing here? No, I probably say, you know, what brought you to China originally?
What brought you here?
Yeah,
right, 就是你为什么来？
Yeah.
但是这个语气是那种很 friendly 的，不是像那种 if you say
it's kind of like 什么东西吸引你让你过来，
没错。而不是说 Why did you come here? Or why are you here?
Yeah.
那个的意思就好像有一点说你怎么会来中国啊
yeah,
就你觉得很奇怪那种
yeah,
对吧
exactly.
好，那在升级版也都会讲到这一些。那希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目，如果你观察到外国人还有什么喜欢中国的理由也希望大家在我们今天推送的留言下面分享。 OK, we hope you've enjoyed today's show and we'll see you next time. Bye.